All right, so there's this Ukrainian band called Ginger, and the first time I heard this band was when a former coworker of mine summoned me into his office, and he said, "Dude, check out this band." I'd never heard of them. He played me this video, and then the female singer kind of started out singing like a normal girl, and then suddenly turned into a demon. It actually terrified me. Like, I got chills down my spine, and I was afraid. Like, seriously. Because it was some pretty freaky stuff. I mean, this if you watch the video of this band, I think you might even understand where I'm coming from when I say this singer almost seems possessed by a demon. So lately I've been doing something called voice vestigation. I don't know if people have been doing this before. It's always kind of been part of the so-called transvestigation process. One more thing to look at, but I'm kind of interested in this again. If we just think about these singers and their voices and what kind of biohacking might be going on, I don't know if I can really play this or not with copyright strikes. But this is truly one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and it's very similar to my own reaction.
What is happening?
This is my reaction to her reaction. She's a real girl, by the way. The vocal coach is a real girl. But listen to what she says when she stops. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's demonic possession.
Okay, I understand why you didn't want me to even look at her backstory. I didn't know that... a human female could make a sound like that. Now I have to go try it, but I don't even know what would be happening. I mean, obviously you have some vocal fry in her pulse register that's happening, but at the same time, it sounds like a guy.
It sounds like a guy. That was my first reaction as well. Although my first reaction was, it sounds like a demon. But then it sounds like a guy. And she also said, I did not know a human female could make a sound like that. And that was my first reaction. She says something again at the end. By the way, she looks like that girl Pam. Pam from The Office, Jenna Fisher. Seems like a real woman to me. This one looks a lot like Pam.
Human voices sound like monsters on it.
Monsters. Monsters. She says this person sounds like a monster.
I've never heard somebody make it in a live session. It's just, that blows my mind. And it's true, I have heard a lot of different kinds of metal screams before, and I've even watched YouTube videos of compilations of metal screams, but it's a girl that sounds like that low. I would have sworn, if I had my eyes closed, I would have thought that that was a man for sure, and I still would have had my jaw dropped.
Yeah. Basically, the vocal cord, this is an expert, by the way. This is called expert testimony. This person is a vocal coach and opera singer. It's called The Charismatic Voice, has 856,000 subscribers. All right. So, and this person does a very good job at analyzing the vocals. This is called expert testimony. She's an expert. And remember, if there's one thing we've learned in the last 2 years, we can trust the experts, right? We know that. But seriously, this is just, you know, it's just one more piece of, I'm making an argument here. I'm making a case that the singer for Ginger, I think the name is Tatiana, is actually a man, which is, you know, that was, okay, so that's basically what she said. She said it sounds like a man, right? And that was my first instinct. And now we're going to look at the bone structure a little bit. I do have some photos here. You may think, well, it's kind of hard to tell. Supposedly, this person's pretty short, I think. But if you look at the brow ridge there, It's a pretty prominent brow bone and pretty large head, if you think about it, in general. Something doesn't quite look right to me. So we're going to try to look at the bone structure. The problem is this person is caked on the makeup. And what I've heard before is that some of these trannies will actually use makeup that morticians used when they display a dead body. You know, they got a cake on the makeup for the dead body, so they look presentable. But as we know, the hips are the gold standard, and especially comparing the hip to shoulder ratio, this person does not have wide hips at all. But the shoulders are wider than the hips. Now, the shoulders don't look massive. These are not Laura Dern type shoulders or anything like that. And now you guys can indulge yourselves in the, you know, if these guys are bearded FTMs, you know, I don't know. The shoulders are clearly wider than the hips, aren't they? I mean, they just are. That's just a scientific fact. They are wider than the hips. And when I look at that face, it does look like a tranny face to me. Caked on makeup on a male skull. Probably had a little nose job. Ears are pretty large as well, although I guess they put some weird occult stuff in the earlobes. This one too, especially this photo here. Look at that arm, especially the forearm looks pretty male. Narrow pelvis. But that head, it has a large skull actually. And for me personally, if I were walking down the street and I saw this person like walking towards me, I would assume that was a gay man, like a gay dude, not even a tranny. If I didn't notice the breast, you know, it'd be like, oh, that's just like a gay dude, a flaming gay dude with lipstick on. Because you do see that sometimes, like a guy who's, he doesn't have fake boobs, but they're just gay, wearing a bit of makeup. We're doing something called the focused observation. See, you look at it, first glance, oh, it's a woman because she's dressed like a woman. She says she's a woman. And sometimes the vocals even sound like a woman. She does sing normally sometimes, but that deep growl, we saw the expert vocal coach, opera singer, said it sounds like a man. If her eyes were closed, she would think it was a man. She said that, not me. But now let's open our eyes and look at the bone structure. And what you see here, again, shoulders wider than the hips, but look at these pants. These pants have like an extra long thing around the abdomen here because the navel is high. That's a high navel. That's a male feature. That is a male feature. These hips end below the navel, and that would be the love handle area. Female hips end above the navel, and these pants are giving the illusion like the navel's low because the navel's just right above the pants, but these pants are riding really high up there. Yeah, that's part of the deception. So remember, when you do a transvestigation, we got to look at the bone structure, hips and shoulders, and even the skull, and all the bones, really. And also their methods of deception. How are they trying to cover it up? And this person is trying to cover up the hips. They're always trying to cover up the hips. And even here, standing sideways so we cannot see the shoulder. The shoulders do not look wide here, but we can't see how wide they really are. You know, this person's all covered in tats and stuff and tons of makeup and changing into a demon. Now, this, I came across this recently. Somebody sent this to me, and it's something I am kind of thinking about. It all sounds very New Age and Kabbalistic to me, but there may be, you know, vibrations do exist, right? So I think one thing, and especially sound waves, one thing an androgyne like this is trying to do, even if you thought this is a real woman, this person is clearly presenting an androgynous sound by singing in a feminine way half the time and then singing in a very aggressive masculine way half the time. So this person is doing a kind of yin and yang kind of thing, balancing the polar opposites. But I think this person is actually a man dressed like a woman. So they're trying to balance the sound waves in the vibrations and all this stuff, you know. And this is all kind of New Agey, but, you know, there may be some scientific basis to these things. I'm trying to kind of investigate that. And this person is Ukrainian, so I do have another video I made about another Ukrainian person. But my hard drive actually stopped working. I made the video, but it's on an external hard drive, which doesn't work. So I'm going to try to recover that. If not, I'm going to have to make it again from scratch. So you can look forward to that coming up soon. We got kind of the Baphomet symbols there going on. Now that looks a little bit more feminine there, but still quite a thin, narrow pelvis. And we can't even see the shoulders actually much at all there. This is actually very male. Look at the male pelvis there. It's just a typical male pelvis. That's all that is. Yeah, look at the male pelvis right there. I know because that's my pelvis looks like this, all right? So if you're a man, and this person is much shorter, and oh, no way! It's got a yin-yang symbol on the shirt right there. Look at that. Whoa. See this? It all happens in real time. Yin and yang shirt. And I already recorded a video where I read the Tao Te Ching, probably the previous video to this one, where I talk about the yin and yang and the Tao Te Ching. So, and I just mentioned yin and yang in this video, and here, lo and behold, look at that male pelvis right there. Come on. And, oh, by the way, this person looks a little bit Asian to me. Supposedly Ukrainian, but... Or Middle Eastern, right? Middle Eastern, Persian. There's some, it's not just a regular white person, I don't think. That's why they can feminize quite well. Got a little secret there? What's your secret? No, I just saw, oh no, look at this. 666, the number of the beast. Yeah, there it is again. Yin yang, male pelvis. That's a male pelvis. Come on, even the women know that, right? Look at, come on. You know that, right? Yeah, everyone knows that's a male pelvis. If it had a little bit of hair right there, it'd be obvious. But they waxed off all the hair, all the body hair. Must go. No body hair allowed on the androgyn. Whoa, see that face? Yeah. Kind of bending the back there, bending backwards a little bit. Kind of like a feminized man. Not a pretty woman. At least not my type. And for some reason, my former coworker, he was like really into this band and really into this singer. It was kind of disturbing. I think that guy's, he's an atheist. He doesn't think God even exists. So I guess if you don't think God exists, you start worshiping people like this. Yeah. And, you know, my point is, I'm not trying to say these guys are bad musicians. They're actually really good musicians. And so if any Ginger fans come across this, I don't hate this band. I don't hate these people. I don't hate music. And sometimes this music means a lot to people. People who, you know, they have nothing else, right? They flock to this music, and it gives them meaning and... oh, yeah, look at that. Look at that face. But, I mean, if we're being deceived, we should know about it. And this is not a female curve, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, this person's kind of like a demigod, you know what I mean? Trying to be a demigod. This is like a transvestite. Look at those ears, doing the old New Age ear thing, you know? So I'm not that familiar with this person's music, but I've heard it. And if you guys haven't heard it, watch one of these videos, and it's pretty freaky. Yeah, you see what I mean? It's got kind of that ethnic look going on. Pretty flat and square body shape. And it's magic. It's sorcery and witchcraft. Yeah, there's some upper body strength for you, right? It's a fairly short, small little dude. It's a little ethnic... Canaanite type person or something. And these guys are pretty famous now, pretty successful band. And again, good music. They're like a progressive metal band. I don't like all that screaming and deep growling. A lot of it's based on anger, you know. I mean, there's a lot to be angry about in this world, but you can even see a little Adam's apple there, right? Collarbones. Yeah, look at that face. That's a tranny, all right? That's a tranny. It's a transvestite. You see tranny hookers. If you're walking around Baghdad late at night in the wrong part of town, you're going to see a tranny walking around like this. Yeah, see that face? Lots of makeup. Why? Why are you wearing so much makeup there, buddy? This is a Kadesh, a sodomite, a male cult prostitute, channeling the gods. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got an album called Macro. Maybe, I think. I know they have an album called Micro. Maybe that's, these guys have the Micro. I don't know. Yeah, Macro, here it is. Yeah, these guys seem like they're very into the occult. In fact, let's take a look at some of their album covers. Well, that's kind of interesting. It's like someone reaching into a different realm of plasma, different world. There's Micro. What is this? Xenobots? Nanotech. Nanoparticles in the bloodstream. That's what that looks like. That looks like a the stuff that's in the vaccines. Oh, yeah. That big tranny head. Now, I did just notice, I think there's a 666 on this guy's T-shirt. Now, the band itself is quite talented, I think. Good musicians. All these bands, you know, they're all talented. That's why they are able to have a lot of fans and be influential. And I myself grew up playing in bands and listening to music like this. And but when I kind of step back and look at the big picture, thinking how, you know, paganism itself goes back thousands of years, and they had singers, dancers, entertainers, and they sang these songs. You know, music has always been associated with religion. They talk about music in the Bible. There are songs in the Bible. And the pagan religions also had their songs and their singers. And the entertainers in the ancient world were transvestites. And I think what we're seeing today with a lot of this so-called secular music, it's actually very religious music and very, you know, it's all based on the occult and stuff like that, you know. So I'm not even judging it. I'm just trying to be objective and saying that that's kind of what's going on, you know. This is just ancient paganism and mysticism put to music.
I didn't know that a human female could make a sound. But at the same time, it sounds like a guy. If I had my eyes closed, I would have thought that that was a man for sure.